Rapid expansion?
We're ready.
Worker shortage?
We're good.
Anything can change the world of work.
A celebrity buys the company.
Depends on who it is. But relax, we've got ADP.
From HR to payroll, ADP designs forward-thinking solutions to take on the next anything.
Here is your morning brief for Monday, April 15th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. This weekend, Israel repelled the first ever direct attack against it launched from Iranian territory. The strike was huge by any standard, involving, according to Israeli estimates, more than 170 explosive-laden drones, around 120 ballistic missiles, and about 30 cruise missiles, almost all of which were intercepted. Israeli air defenses, along with warplanes from the U.S., U.K., and Jordan, helped avert catastrophic damage. American and other Western officials anticipate that Israel could respond to Iran's attacks as soon as today, though President Biden has urged Israel to use caution in any response in a bid to stop the hostilities from spiraling into open warfare. Donald Trump will today become the first former president to sit for a criminal trial when he returns to a Manhattan courtroom to defend himself against accusations he directed an illegal scheme to pay off a porn star. The case is about whether Trump falsified business and financial records to cover up payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels and may be the only one of Trump's criminal cases to wrap up before Election Day. And Samsung has overtaken Apple as the world's top smartphone provider. That is according to preliminary data from research firm International Data Corporation, which said that Apple shipped 50.1 million smartphones in the first quarter, compared to Samsung's 60.1 million units. It marks a key turning point for the South Korean firm, which has trailed Apple in the top spot since late last year, and which has struggled to regain momentum in both its hardware and chip businesses until recently. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day broadly lower, while European shares are mixed, and U.S. stock futures are pointing to a higher open ahead of earnings from Goldman Sachs and Salesforce due out later today. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.